Well, good morning, everyone. It's a happy day to be in the house of the Lord. We thank God for another day of life. I know we have some visitors with us, so we're very happy to have you here. There's a story told of a priest who was leaving a parish. His time there had come to an end, and so he writes three letters. He puts them all in an envelope, different envelopes, and he tells the new priest coming, he says, "Look, when you come, I left you three letters in the bottom drawer of the desk. Don't open the first one until something goes really wrong." So, you know, a little bit of time goes on, and he's kind of in his honeymoon period, and everything's going great. Everybody loves him, and maybe it's getting close to a year, you know, after he got there, and he has problems with the finance committee, and the financials of the parish are just in a disaster. And so he opens up that first letter, and it says, "Just blame me." He says, "By now I've been gone." This is the old priest. "Just blame me. I've been gone probably almost a year by the time you're reading this. People probably have forgotten all about me." He says, "I can take it. Just blame me." So the priest goes, he says, "Look, all of our financial problems are because of Father George, but who was here before me?" And they said, "Oh, okay." And then a little bit more time goes by, and this time it's the parish council. And they're all upset with Father, and so he reads the second letter. It says, "Just blame the bishop." So he opens, like, he goes back to the council and says, "Man, all of the problems in our parish exist because of the bishop and his decisions." And they say, "Oh, okay." Well, a bit more time goes by, and this time there's just this uprising. And Father has made a decision that people really didn't like him. And so he goes, he's in a state of just overwhelmed. And he reads that third letter. And it says, "Write three letters." And I was thinking of that story because a lot of, thanks be to God, I'm not moving, but a lot of my friends who are priests have just moved to their new assignments. We have a new neighbor in Greensburg, a new priest there. Father John is still there, but there's another one, Father Adam. And then Rushville has a new priest, and all kinds of my friends are moving around. And I've just been thinking about how God calls us sometimes to move on. And sometimes it's a physical kind of moving on, but a lot of times it's a spiritual moving on. And we see it in our readings today. The first reading tells us the story of Amos. Now, Amos was a dresser of sycamore trees. I don't know what that is, but that was his job. And he was unqualified for the call that God gave him to go and tell everybody to go back to the right way, that they had fallen off and they shouldn't be worshiping idols, etc. And so Amos, we hear in our first reading that he does. He listens to God. He summons up all the courage that he can. He goes to where God tells him to go, which is Bethel. But they don't like him. They don't like the message that he is sharing. And so the priest of Bethel, Azariah, he says, "Off with you." And he expels Amos from the kingdom. And he says, "Take your message someplace else." And so Amos moves on. And Jesus says the same thing in our gospel. He's talking with the 12 apostles, and he says he's given them their assignments. And they're all to go all over to the different corners of the globe. And he says, "Look, some people won't like you. Some people will not have the time of day for you. You will have failures. And sometimes when you go to a place, they're going to tell you, or they're just going to ignore you, or even worse, do something different and hurt you." And so the apostles, it is the story that they have many failures. But Jesus says, when you have a failure, shake off the dust from your feet and move on. And I think there's a lot of times in our lives, too. It's the same with Jesus' life, by the way. Jesus finds himself, last week in our gospel, he was in his hometown, and the people didn't want anything to do with him. And so Jesus, what does he do? He leaves. He moves on.
And the same when Jesus faces the embarrassment and the trial of having fallen not one time and not two times, but three times with the cross, he shakes off the dust and he keeps going. He moves forward. He moves on. And all the different negative situations presented in the life of Jesus and the life of the apostles, the life of Amos and the other prophets, all of these negative situations, we see in them the necessity to always be moving on. And I think that's where we are too, because often in our life, in our lives, we are saddled with difficulties that we never asked for and certainly never expected. Sometimes these have to do with our finances or our families or maybe past relationships. But in all of these things, the voice of the Lord is always encouraging us to move forward, to move on. And in our lives, we know what pain and heartache are. We know what loss is. And I'm talking about all types of different losses. There's loss of health. Sometimes people have that. Loss of money or maybe even a job. Sometimes a loss of reputation or a loss of a relationship that was important. We know what loss is, and especially when we have the greatest loss, which is when someone we love leaves in some way. And yet, in the midst of all of those losses and difficulties, heartaches, the admonishment of the Lord is to be moving on. Which doesn't mean that we don't mourn. We do mourn. But we keep going. We keep moving forward. In our lives, we understand how hard it is sometimes that when an ending comes our way. Like even now we're looking at the beginning of the new school year, but a lot of people in our parish and a lot of people are getting ready to, are preparing to say goodbye to somebody in one way or another. We know what it is like to have been wronged, or we know what the power and the pain of resentments and disagreements that we have, the frustrations with decisions that are made that we don't like. But in the midst of all of that, Jesus says, move on. Keep going. In our lives, we can easily get wrapped up by our sins and our faults, our fears, our failings. We get trapped by it all. But Jesus says, move on. And that's what it is. It's necessary. There's this necessity. These spiritual movings on are important and necessary in the Christian life. Because not every time, we don't always get the joy of having everything work out the right way that we think it should. And when it doesn't, we just move on. And we move on because that's what Jesus did. That is what our Lord did. Confronted by enemies, he moved on. Plagued by having fallen on that cross all those different ways and all of the different horrific things that happened on this way of the cross, he kept moving. He moved on. When people ridiculed him and renounced his message and renounced him, he moved on. Shake the dust from his feet, he kept going. And I think that's the summons that you and I have today. The same summons to keep going. Because St. Paul tells us why. First of all, if we don't keep going, if we don't move on when stuff happens that we don't like, then we just kind of sit there and stew in our anger and in our whatever it is, and that's no fun for anybody. The second reason that we got to keep moving on is what St. Paul says in our second reading. He says, everybody has a purpose. God chose you and he chose me from before the foundation of the world. Isn't that wild to consider? That before there was even an earth, God had you in his mind and in his heart. And it didn't do it for any reason. God could have made anybody, but he made you. He could have made anybody, but he made me. And it wasn't an accident. And he did it for a reason. In other words, we all have a purpose. Amos had a purpose. The apostles had a purpose. Jesus, of course, purpose. We all have a purpose, and to have a purpose-driven life helps us to move on, always. Why? Because we're moving to the fulfillment of the purpose that God has for us. And really, if we think about it, God has not just one purpose for my life. Like, my purpose is not just to be a priest. There's purposes in our lives every single day. And so I think it's a happy thing in our Christian life in every morning to say, Jesus, what is your purpose for me today? Like, what do you want to accomplish in the world through me? And then to surrender and let him do it. And there will be failings, there will be successes, and we move on in all of it. We keep going. And we keep going towards that fulfillment of our purpose. It's a hard order, it's a tall order, but thanks be to God we have the Eucharist to get us through, huh? It's the month of the precious blood, and we remember that the very blood of Jesus that fills the cup at this Mass goes into our veins. And with the power of Jesus inside, we can move on and we can fulfill our purpose. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.